Morning, Brian of London here. I wanted to just jump on a Periscope, share this, try and get some shares up. This is about the emails I got this morning from YouTube. YouTube is now obviously embarking on a process of not just restricting Tommy Robinson, his own channels, but activists, I suspect, are going through and flagging any positive video or any video that paints Tommy Robinson in a positive light. And they're flagging this, and it is being put into limited state on YouTube. Limited state means no comments. You can't see the view count. You can't see the likes. You can't like it. You can't share it. And it will never appear in search results. Like the two videos today that were put into this state were, one was the Cambridge being thrown out of a pub and then out of the whole city with the police. That video now, the original version, which was on my page, which has had millions of views, that video will no longer be findable with a search on YouTube. They also put into limited state another video of mine, which was a simple explanation of why who Tommy Robinson is, and he's not a racist and so forth. That video into limited state. Now, I can appeal all of this, but I don't suspect it will win. I think the policy is now clear. Instead of just deleting his channel, they've come up with actually a far worse or better for their point of view. What you're going to be left with is that any search for the name Tommy Robinson on YouTube will deliver to you only government state-approved propaganda. This is a level of like unpersoning and state censorship in your what they want you to believe and to think. This is a level that Stalin and Beria, his chief of police, could only dream of. I mean, in the last week, we've seen Avi Yemeni blocked from entering America because of spurious complaints by Comedy Central. And those spurious complaints led to an investigation into details in his immigration status that would never have bothered anybody, except for the fact that because Comedy Central made a complaint, the FBI looked at him, cleared him, but then immigration found this minor discrepancy, bang, he's out of the country. So this is Beria, who was the head of Stalin's secret police, who sent millions to their death. Millions, I mean, just millions of people. Stalin was responsible for the death of more people than Hitler. Beria is the man who's attributed with the quote, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." Well, that's exactly what they did to Avi Yemeni at the airport in LAX. The FBI showed up, showed them the man, and then while they were interviewing him for nonsense that he was going to go and bump off an alleged comedian or a self-styled comedian, the immigration services had to look at his record and they found the crime. There they go. Bang, out of America. And then, you know, with these videos now, what they're trying is, they're saying only, this is the only correct way to think about Tommy Robinson, all of the usual lies that the mainstream come with. And they are scrubbing from alternative sources all positive portrayals. Okay, so the practical upshot of this is I'm going to do bugger all. I'm really not going to be doing much more with YouTube. This video will not be going to YouTube. It will go direct from Periscope to BitChute. I'm going to be using BitChute. I'm going to use DTube as well, which is on the blockchain. I'm going to look around, but YouTube, that's it. I mean, I'll have to watch videos there because so many people put videos there, but I don't believe I'm going to be putting much more of my content on there. Telegram is great for short messages and stuff, but it's not a place for long form content. We're entering an amazing phase. Firstly, I think that this is fantastic. I'll tell you why it's fantastic. This is going to absolutely jumpstart all of you to looking in alternative sites. Forget YouTube, forget Facebook, forget Twitter. They're dead. We're going to be on Telegram. We're going to be on the Steam blockchain. We're going to be on BitChute, which is distributed. We're going to go to distributed services that can't be blocked so easily. We're going to do everything that they don't want us to do. And I think they're going to lose this battle because Chomney's audience will continue to grow. This unpersoning of him, this idea that the only videos that are going to show up on YouTube now are going to be professionally produced BBC hit pieces, people are going to understand that they are being lied to. TR.news is going to be a hub for all Tommy stuff. More and more people, the numbers are rocketing up. It will get its social options. Telegram is going to be a good base, and that they're not censorious. We're about to take on, we're going to fight them, and we will win. I promise you, we will win. We will win on the because censorship, the internet is far, far better than they are at rooting around censorship. All right, that's me. I'm Brian of London. I'm in Israel, in an undisclosed location somewhere, and I will speak to you all soon, and look out for this video later when it goes up to BitChute. BitChute is where it's going to go next. But you can share the Periscope version too. Bye.